This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
Jail.
Traffic headaches on the GW Parkway are getting extended. I'm Luke Lukert.
How a local school system is responding to a rise in hate incidents. I'm Scott Gelman.
Despite statewide legalization, one beach town is working to ensure it remains pot-free. I'm Megan Cloverty.
Thanks for listening. It's 11 o'clock.
Is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The indictment against former President Donald Trump has been unsealed. He faces 37 felony counts, and if convicted, could face fines and significant jail time. CBS's Christina Ruffini with more.
The contents of those boxes, according to the Department of Justice, included sensitive and classified documents it says Trump knowingly and willfully retained.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced. Violations of those laws put our country at risk.
Special Counsel Jack Smith kept his remarks short, letting the 49-page federal indictment speak for itself.
Lawmakers have been responding to the charges in droves. Republican governor from Florida and presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis didn't mention Trump by name, but did say this in North Carolina last night.
And is there a different standard for a Democrat Secretary of State versus a former Republican president? I think there needs to be one standard of justice in this country. Let's enforce it on everybody and make sure we all know the rules.
Still hard to see and breathe outside. While it is getting better, National Weather Center meteorologist Zach Taylor tells us.
There's air quality alerts that are in effect for portions of the Ohio Valley, Midwest, and Great Lakes are really meant for those who are more susceptible or vulnerable to poor air quality conditions.
There are still more than 400 fires burning from British Columbia to Nova Scotia. The suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway was in an Alabama courtroom Friday, not for her murder, though, but for trying to extort money from her family. CBS's Michael George.
35-year-old Joran Vandersloot, a Dutch national now in the custody of Birmingham, Alabama authorities, refused a translator when he pled not guilty to charges of extortion. He was the last person to see Natalie Holloway alive before she disappeared on the island of Aruba during a 2005 high school graduation trip.
The man accused of an attack on a French playground is being charged with attempted murder. BBC correspondent Hugh Schofield in Paris.
The four children, the toddlers, are all out of danger. The British girl who's three will be free to leave the hospital in the next few days, the prosecutor said. The two French children were the ones who were most seriously hurt. The one who was just under 2 years old, that was the one in the pushchair, had internal injuries, but has been operated on.
Authorities in France still have no motive, though, for the attack. It is under investigation. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's 11:03 on Saturday, June 10th, 72 degrees. With improving air quality, we're seeing sun, highs in the 80s. Good morning, I'm Sandy Kozel with the top local stories we're following this hour. The Maryland funeral home owner accused of shooting and killing a pallbearer at a 10-year-old girl's funeral service made his first court appearance yesterday. The judge ordering 48-year-old Wilson Chavez held without bond until his next appearance in July. He's accused in the shooting death of 30-year-old Ronald Banks at Washington National Cemetery in Suitland. Police say Chavez shot Banks and a woman during a funeral. According to police, the other funeral service members worked at a competing funeral home, and the confrontation was about a long-standing business dispute.
The north end of the George Washington Parkway will have more lane reconfiguration headaches starting today.
You're going to see even more lane dividers. The National Park Service is shutting down the outer northbound lane on the GW Parkway, running from Route 123 all the way to the Windy Run Bridge, stretch of about 3.5 miles. Now the inner northbound lane and outer southbound lanes will remain open for regular traffic, and on weekday rush hours, the inner southbound lane will be reversible. It'll be closed all other times, including during weekends. It's part of a rehab project to repave the road, fix stormwater drainage, and update lookout points. This is an extension of that project that already stretches from the Beltway to Route 123. They hope to wrap it all up by 2025. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
Leaders in Loudoun County are determining the best way to support teachers and school administrators in response to a rise in incidents involving racial slurs and hate speech.
The school system has already offered professional learning sessions and worked with the Anti-Defamation League, and Shahid Muhammad from the county's equity office says
the discipline process is ongoing with consequences for students when they are warranted.
The county reported 262 incidents involving racial slurs and hate speech in the fourth quarter as of May 31st. There were nearly 300 in the third quarter.
It's been quite a bit of listening sessions, visits to the schools in order to really see what's going on in the individual schools.
And some schools haven't reported any incidents, so the actual total may be higher. Director of Equity Lottie Spurlock.
We're going with what is reported, and we do recognize that everything's not reported.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
In less than a month, marijuana use and possession will be legal in Maryland, but one beach town isn't on board with that.
The beach, the smell of salt air and Thrasher's fries and pot. Not in Ocean City. Ahead of July 1st, when marijuana becomes legal in Maryland, Ocean City Council members are taking steps to ensure most public places remain cannabis-free. Council members unanimously passed the first reading of an ordinance to ban cannabis consumption licenses and fine those that violate it, according to OC Today. There are also discussions on how to prevent resort businesses from selling or allowing pot on their property. Mayor Rick Meehan says the existing laws preventing smoking on the beach or boardwalk will remain in place. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
In this Pride Month, D.C. area doctors are drawing attention to new heart health risks for sexual minorities.
The study found that lesbian, bisexual, gay individuals had higher risk factors for cardiovascular disease.
Dr. Keith Egan, lead physician at Kaiser Permanente's Pride Medical Center, says a new American Heart Association study looked at many factors like diet, activity, and tobacco use, but
it basically all boils down to systemic bias and discrimination that these populations face in various aspects of life.
He says LGBTQ plus individuals are less likely to have primary care physicians and get routine checkups, meaning there's still more work to do.
During Pride Month, it's a good time to remember and keep in mind the disparities that these communities face.
Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
The National Zoo has welcomed a new baby gorilla who now has a name thanks to thousands of voters.
The new Western Lowland baby gorilla's name is Zara, and it means beautiful flower in Swahili. The name received nearly half of the 25,000 votes casted over 5 days. The other possible names for the new baby girl included Lola, which is Yoruba for greatness, and Makali, Swahili for fierce. Zara is the first Western Lowland gorilla born at the National Zoo in 5 years. She has a 5-year-old brother named Moki and is getting lots of love from her mom, Kalea. You can follow Zara's milestones on social media or stop by the zoo to meet a zookeeper. They'll be available at 11:30 a.m. daily. Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
Coming up after traffic and weather in Money News.
Your next job interview might be with a bot. I'm Jeff Glable.
It's 11:08.
Get a Precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Sandy. Slowdowns on the inner loop and the local and through lanes as you head toward the Wilson Bridge. On the Wilson Bridge, you may have one broken down in the through lanes along the left side of the roadway, so watch out for that. In the district, northbound DC 295 solid as you approach Pennsylvania Avenue. The police activity, we believe, is near Benning Road, and a single left lane gets you by in the police direction there. Northbound on DC 295 as you head toward Benning Road. Traveling the Beltway in Prince George's County, again on the inner loop, leaving Route 1 College Park delays toward the BW Parkway. No problems on the BW Parkway itself from Beltway to Beltway. I-95 is pretty straight. Traveling on the Interloop in Montgomery County, brief delays passing 355 as you head toward Connecticut Avenue. If you're southbound on 270, watch out for volume delays off and on between 80 and 109 as you head down toward Germantown. Traveling the Interloop in Virginia near the ramp for I-66, slowdowns on the Interloop ramp to go west on the 66 at the top of the ramp, the flyover ramp there. That's where we have the right lane of two blocked for the work zone. Traveling on 66 itself is in good shape. I-95 southbound, biggest congestion delays approaching and passing Garrisonville and Emergency Express into the main lanes. Continue south toward Fredericksburg. I-95 northbound off and on the brakes in separate stretches between Triangle and the Springfield Interchange. New problem being reported in Dumfries, southbound Dumfries Road, 234 near Four Seasons Drive. That's where we have the report of a crash, so please use caution if you're traveling in that location. Jiffy Lube Service Centers keep you moving. From oil changes and tire rotations to filters and wipers to a full range of services, visit JiffyLubeDC.com for a location near you. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
2-7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Tracking your weekend forecast, highs will stay in the 80s for your Saturday, around 80 to 85 with mostly sunny skies and northwest winds. Lows Saturday night down to 67, so a little warmer, and that humidity starts to move in by Saturday evening as well. Highs on Sunday up to 91 degrees, and that humidity could make it feel more like 93 to 94. Clouds will be on the increase, and eventually we'll talk storm chances by Monday next week. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans for First Alert Weather.
It's 79 degrees in Washington, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. It's 1110. Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
A lot of companies already use software to screen resumes, and now more are considering artificial intelligence to conduct the actual face-to-face job interview. 43% of companies plan to adopt AI interviews within the next year. That, of course, puts the job seeker in an awkward position.
You know, when people are on interviews, you're watching the other person, you're responding to their reactions to what you're saying, and a lot is lost, obviously. It is a different skill set if you're being interviewed by a bot rather than a human being.
That's career coach Stacey Holler at Resume Builder. More than half of HR managers that surveyed think AI will eventually replace human hiring managers altogether. But Holler doesn't buy that.
There's no way technology could replace human interface, human intuition, gut feelings, interaction with people on a human level. I think people are just looking for costs and efficiencies. And when they find out that the costs and efficiencies aren't for the best of their organization going forward, then they may take another look at this.
Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP, we'll talk with TV Guide senior critic on some big-name TV franchises that have new offerings this month. It's 11:11.
I am a soul line dance instructor.
This is Rhonda.
I just love dancing, so I was always willing to dance through the pain, but it was really trying to catch up with me. I've had foot pain, leg pain, everything pain.
And this is Rhonda's good feet story.
I was using any and everything that I could to help alleviate the pain.
None of that worked. Until
since visiting the Good Feet store and incorporating the art supports into my life, I definitely have not felt the pain. I can't even really verbalize just how much better I feel. My mood and my energy has just drastically improved. I'm still actually in awe wearing the art supports and being pain-free now. I am able to dance longer. Dancing is just a joy.
Now that is one heck of a Good Feet story.
I do want to tell everyone about it.
And now you have.
So, yeah.
Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by. I'm Jonathan Cotton, and we look forward to seeing you soon at the Good Feet store.
These are emails filling your employees' inboxes, downloads beaming from device to device, and any one of them could be a cyber attack. Is it possible to keep your small business safe? It is with Comcast Business Security Edge. It helps keep your connected devices protected, and you can monitor threat activity in real time. So this
security threat
is the last thing you need to worry about. With Comcast Business, advanced security isn't just possible, it's happening.
Get started with fast speeds and advanced security for $39 a month for 12 months with no annual contract. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card with a qualifying bundle. Call or go online today to learn more.
Offer ends 6/21/2023. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments. New 50 megabits per second internet and security edge customers only. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Coming up, a surprising development in the women's final at the French Open. Sports in 10 minutes on WTOP.
At Pepco, we deliver more than energy. We deliver enhancements to the grid so you get more reliability, payment assistance and support so you get more peace of mind, and cleaner energy solutions so you can look forward to a more sustainable future. We deliver more so we can power the pathway to cleaner, affordable, resilient energy for everyone. Learn more at pepco.com/morethanenergy.
At United Bank, the community bank of the nation's capital, we know the financial decisions you're making to keep your families and future secure. With a long history of safe, sound, relationship-driven banking practices, we provide our customers with peace of mind protection. We offer the best of both worlds, the technology, products, and expertise you expect from a big bank, but with the personal touch and local decision-making only a local community bank delivers. Learn more at bankwithunited.com. Member FDIC.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News. It's 11:15. I'm Sandy Kozel. Thanks for being with us. Well, June is anything but sleepy for big TV franchises, as we are about to hear from TV Guide's Matt Rausch. Matt, thanks for being with us this morning. What can we look forward to this month?
My pleasure. Yeah, this week is just a sort of chock-a-block full of like big shows coming back on the air, on streaming in particular. But top of the list for me is my favorite Star Trek spinoff in some time called Strange New Worlds. Begin dropping on Paramount Plus on Thursday. This is the prequel the years before Captain Kirk took the helm of the Enterprise. But in this season, you will see Captain Kirk pop up from time to time, maybe in an alternate universe, played by Paul Wesley of The Vampire Diaries, who basically he's like a dead ringer for Chris Pine, who plays him in the feature films. But yeah, but this is my favorite show because it just keeps hopping from planet to planet like the original Star Trek. It's really like a throwback. And also that same day, Netflix is giving us a new season of Black Mirror with 5 new episodes, the Emmy-winning anthology series, which is kind of like a Twilight Zone with the dark side of technology kind of thing. Every episode is always so distinctively different, with big stars like Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad, Selma Hayek, and Josh Hartnett. So yeah, having those two come back on Thursday, that's a big deal for sci-fi fans.
Yeah, I love the cast members that you're mentioning. Might have to check that one out.
Oh, for sure.
Now, I have a good friend who's a huge Outlander fan, so she and others are sure to like your next item.
This is cult TV written all over. It was from the start, but it's in its 7th season now, and it takes a long time between seasons. So Outlander comes back on Friday on the Starz network on cable. And we're now deep into the Revolutionary War with the Claire from the 20th century and Jamie the Scot from the 1700s. They're in the South, and they're dealing with, you know, redcoats and all this kind of stuff, but a lot of torrid affairs as well, because the show is as sexy as it is adventurous, and the people who love Outlander love it like no other TV show. So yeah, it's a big week for TV.
Okay, anything else for us?
Yeah, one more thing. Yeah, The Wonder Years, which won a Peabody for its first season, the reinvented version of that comedy series, now set in the South, about a black family in 1960s Alabama. And it you know, it's a wonderful series, and the good news is it's back Wednesday with back-to-back episodes on ABC. The bad news is it's sort of stranded in a sea of reality shows and game shows. It's the only scripted show ABC has out there, so it kind of feels like they're burning it off and nobody understands why. But if you like the first season, The Wonder Years, it's finally back on Wednesday on ABC.
Okay, thank you very much, Matt.
You bet.
TV Guide's Matt Rausch. Now a quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. The unsealed 49-page federal indictment against Donald Trump spells out 37 charges. The former president is due in federal court Tuesday afternoon. We can expect cleaner air in our area today. The heavy haze from the Kent Canadian wildfires is moderating. Air quality throughout the D.C. region is in the good range. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. It's 11:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Rob Stallworth is in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In the district, northbound DC 295 near Benning Road, you're under police direction for the police activity we believe We have a single left lane getting by northbound on DC 295, which is solid as you approach Pennsylvania Avenue, continuing toward Eastern Avenue. Traveling southbound DC 295 on the brakes as you head toward East Capitol Street, but nothing really to write home about there. Keep in mind 17th Street and Northwest. Between R Street and Massachusetts Avenue, you can expect the street to be closed as a result of the Capitol Pride block party taking place today at 3 p.m. Otherwise, no problems being reported on the Beltway in Maryland through Montgomery County, but in Prince George's County, seeing some delays as you leave Route 1 College Park headed toward the BW Parkway. Outer loop slowdowns leaving 214 Central Avenue headed toward Route 50 in the John Hanson Highway. On the John Hanson Highway eastbound 50, going across the Bay Bridge, three lanes are east and two lanes are west, running without any kind of delay. Inner loop slowdowns approaching and passing I-66. The ramp to I-66, the inner loop ramp to westbound 66, has the right lane of two blocked on the flyover ramp. No problems on 66 itself. I-95 southbound on the brakes as you head toward Garrisonville and emerge from the express into the main lane. Solid there. Northbound I-95 off and on the brakes in separate stretches between Quantico and the Springfield interchange. Once your travel lanes are open. And Dumfries, northbound and southbound Dumfries Road near Four Seasons Drive. You may be under police direction for the crash. Traveling on I-395 northbound, looking pretty good, going up to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Teams of two or 200 can work like everyone is on the same room with Bluescape, a digital workbench and virtual workspace that's FedRAMP authorized. Visit Bluescape.com. Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Now we check in with 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans. Jordan, I considered it a good sign that I finally got to wear my sunglasses on the way to work this morning again.
Yeah, a lot of sunshine, and we don't have that much haze out there. There was a little bit this morning, but that continues to go away. And with the south wind tomorrow, the smoke is completely out of here. But with these warm temperatures, we will have to monitor the ground level ozone. Very typical on hot days, especially in the city, that sunlight will just beat down on the urban surfaces, and that's what creates ground level ozone. Right now, only moderate ozone in the forecast for today and tomorrow. Then we go into Monday with rain chances, and that will kind of reset the atmosphere and get rid of the poor air quality and help with those pollen allergies too. As we talk temperatures, we are warming up, 85 for high today, 91 tomorrow. A lot of sunshine, humidity. You'll start to notice it by tomorrow afternoon, Monday especially, as we have shower and storm chances in the forecast for the afternoon and a low chance for severe weather. We'll continue to monitor that data over the tonight and tomorrow and see what the threats may be with the storms on Monday. We're dry for Tuesday, Wednesday, another slight chance on Thursday, and temperatures throughout next week will be closer to average in the lower to middle 80s. Right now, again, we're heating up fast. We had some 40s this morning, but now 77 Arlington, 76 Leesburg, 75 Woodbridge, and 76 Georgetown.
Thank you, Jordan. Brought to you by Len the Plumber. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP, no suspect yet in a fatal shooting in Germantown last night. It's 11:21.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If new Heineken Silver was a bitter breakup song.
I feel so betrayed by you, like a broken shell that can never be glued.
Heineken Silver, sip great.
Get all the taste, no bitter endings. Crisp and refreshing Heineken Silver. Only 3.2 grams of carbs, 95 calories. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly.
Right now at Diamonds Direct, whether you buy a $3,000 diamond pendant or a $30,000 designer ring, you can spread your payments up to 5 years. Or if you prefer, you can get on-the-spot savings as much as $5,000. And everything's included. Exquisite diamond rings, earrings, bands, bracelets. It's our best offer of all time. You can pick a low monthly payment for up to 5 years or get instant savings up to $5,000. Don't miss this amazing offer. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Get details and more at DiamondsDirect.com on approved credit.
Celebrate summer in D.C. with WTOP at the Giant Barbecue Battle, June 24th and 25th on Pennsylvania Avenue. It's 2 days of awesome barbecue and great music on the Pepsi Lay's Go-Go Stage and Pepsi Stronger Together World Music Stage, along with DJ Jazzy Jeff spinning tunes at the Monster Energy 90s Block Party. Plus free food samples, microbrews and wine tasting, Budweiser Beverage Gardens, celebrity chefs, contest exhibits, and more. Easy to get to by Metro. Visit bbqdc.com. That's bbqdc.com for details.
This is WTOP News.
At 11:23, a man is dead after being shot outside an apartment building in Montgomery County last night. Police say it happened just after 8 on Gunners Branch Road in Germantown. Officers found a 57-year-old man behind the building suffering from gunshot wounds. He died at the scene. Witnesses say they saw several people drive away from the area. There's no information, though, about a suspect at this time. Florida's Dr. Deep has finally resurfaced from a watery depth.
A Florida professor known as Dr. Deep has resurfaced after spending a record 100 days living underwater. Dr. Joseph Dottori raised his face to the sun Friday for the first time since March 1st. That's when he started living in an underwater lodge for scuba divers at the bottom of a lagoon in Key Largo. The diving explorer and medical researcher shattered the previous mark of just over 73 days set by two Tennessee professors at the same lodge in 2014. Dottori says his interest was never about entering the record books. He's more interested in expanding knowledge about how the body responds to extended exposure to extreme pressure and isolation. The educator from the University of South Florida hopes to present findings from his deep water experiment at a conference this fall. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
It's 11:25.
Sports at 25 and 55. Powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
Here's Ben Raby.
All right, Sandy. Women's French Open final. Top-ranked Iga Swiatek appeared well in command against the unseeded Karolina Muchova, but a surprising turn of events in Paris.
That's wrong. We're headed to a third set. When it looked like the underdog, the unseeded Muchova had no shot, getting blitzed 6-2 in the opener, down love 3 in the second. The underdog is back on the journey.
Dan Hicks, the call on NBC. Muchova rallying from 3-love down, won the second set 7-5, and she now leads Swiatek 2-1. In the third and decisive set. Meanwhile, also overseas today, the biggest prize in club soccer, the UEFA Champions League. The final goes this afternoon at 3, Manchester City taking on Inter Milan. Closer to home, Nationals looking to snap a 5-game losing streak this afternoon. They continue their weekend set in Atlanta. Braves took the opener 3-2. And in college baseball, it's win or go home for Virginia. 7th-ranked UVA in the NCAA Super Regionals. But they dropped their opener to Duke in the best-of-three series. Game 2 coming up today, just past noon. Ben Raby, WTOP Sports.
Okay, Ben. Coming up after traffic and weather, a newly unsealed indictment outlines charges against former President Trump relating to withholding national defense information and concealing possession of classified documents. It's 11:26.
Man, this is a nice truck.
Yeah, check this out.
What?
I changed it to remind me of my time at sea.
Weren't you in the Air Force?
Yeah, but I really love the ocean. You could save and get $200 with